Good to have your company on this Tuesday, the day before the Australia Day public holiday. And we'll catch up with Kira Maher and Dave Eustace a little later, but time to head up to Sydney and have a chat to Joe Pride, because it was good to see superstar sprinter Eduardo back looking good at the trials yesterday, and hopefully it won't be too long until we get to see him during Melbourne's Autumn Carnival. Joe Pride joins us this morning. How are you, Joe?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Michael.
Were you happy to see Eduardo back and what he did yesterday?
Always happy to see Eduardo, yeah. he's just really consistent, and what we see from him race day, but I also see that from him here in track work and then again in his trials. It's very, very typical of him, the way he trialled yesterday. We've seen it from him many times before. Jumped, showed good speed, relaxed. And when something challenged him, so he almost plays a little bit of cat and mouse with his opposition. He just sort of lets them sort of idle up to him, and then he just extends himself. So, yeah, really pleased with it, and come through it in good order. So, very exciting.
He's an eight-year-old now, and I know he hasn't been overly taxed throughout his career, but how is he soundness-wise?
No, very good, very good. Yeah, he's. I mean, only having had the 24 starts, and well documented, he wasn't broken in until he was four. So you can imagine he's in terrific order, and you know, very little, if any, that I can see sort of arthritic, you know, changes or developments in within his body. He's a great athlete, and we see this in a lot of the top class horses. You know, they just cope better with training than the average horse.
Since he's joined your stable the last couple of years, his consistency's been amazing at the top level, day in, day out.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure I've ever trained one as consistent as him. And he's an amazing horse to be around and to train because of that, one of the reasons anyway. It's very reassuring going to the races with him, knowing, you know, that you've got that consistency. And if he doesn't run well, we know that there would have to be an issue, because he just refuses to lie down, and every run he puts in is just, you know, at such a high level.
And he's also racing in one of the best eras of sprinters we've had in Australia. Obviously, you've got Black Caviar on the pedestal, but probably, arguably, the depth of the sprinters we've got in the last couple of years has been as strong as any other time. So he's racing the best of the best. You sometimes look at it and go, gee, if Nature Strip wasn't around, what we could have?
Yeah, you often look at different areas like that, don't you? But you know, we want competition, and it's what makes racing so exciting when you do see two very good horses come head to head, and they've done it, you know, obviously quite a few times now. And I would think there'll be at least, it looks like anyway, there'll be three clashes between these two, you know, in the autumn. So.
Well, it's mouthwatering to look at the nominations and who could be lining up in the Black Caviar Lightning. What's your plan with Eduardo to get there?
Yeah, so one more trial, and then down to Melbourne for that race, and that would be the only race I think he would have in Melbourne in the autumn. I think he'd probably get a bit too much weight in the Newmarket, and the William Reid falls a little bit too closely to the TJ for us. So it'd probably just be the one assignment. Who are we hearing that's actually going to go there other than these two horses? Could you tell me?
Well, I mean, Chris Waller's indicated that Nature Strip will definitely be coming down there, and then there's talk about whether Home Affairs will come. Profiteer will be there. Dintra may be heading there as well. Yep. So there's going to be plenty of speed, as you'd expect, in a Lightning.
Yeah, it's normally a smaller sort of select field, isn't it? Particularly when it's a week
Artorias
out.
Artorias as
well. Yeah, we play. Okay, yep. Mm. That should be a good race.
Will Nash come down to ride?
Yes, 100%, yep.
Have you thought about overseas with Eduardo as well?
Not really, no. Look, I think there's just, with the sprinters here now, there's just so many options for them, you know, right through to your Brisbane winter. I couldn't see that. You know, he's a gelding. Really, you know, unless they're breeding stock, I'd find it hard to mount a compelling argument or reason why we'd need to take him overseas.
Well, when there's so much money here, as you say, what's the point of taking a horse like him over there? We get to see him here, which is good. Tomorrow, you've got a few nice runners at Warwick Farm. What can you tell us about My Eloise, which makes its debut?
Yeah, she's a nice capitalist filly. She's trialled up well. She had trialled. She only looked sort of fair in her earlier preparation. She's come back this preparation with, and obviously maturity was holding her back. She's a three-year-old. But her trials this time around have been excellent, and sort of indicating that she should run really well fresh here on a home track. She looks well paced, drawn well. Rachel's ridden her in the trial, or in her most recent trial at least. So I expected to run well.
You've got Silent Agenda, who also goes around tomorrow. It was a good run last start.
Yep. Super consistent. Probably as consistent as Eduardo, just not nowhere near as fast. But he's such an honest horse. He's a gem to have around, and just puts in one good performance after another. Can mix his distances up from 1,200, which was the other day, right up to 2,000 metres. Mm. This middle ground here, early in the prep, 1,400. Expecting another good run. He's just, very consistent and honest.
And in the Australian Day Cup, you've got Carp Fever entered. Will it back up from Saturday?
Yes, he sure will. Yeah, he looks great. I was looking at him in the box here this morning. He's got dapples all through his coat. So, loves Warwick Farm. Definitely his favourite track to race at. And he ran third in this race last year, from memory. So, the 2400's spot on for him. Pretty good field this year, actually.
It is.
For an off-season staying race. But he's a good horse once he gets out to these kind of trips. So, expect him to be fighting at the finish tomorrow.
And outside of Eduardo, the stable star, who else are you excited about during the autumn?
Yeah, look, I've got another one I'll bring down to Melbourne will be Ballistic Lover. She'll come down for the Oakley Plate, and she raced well down at Moonee Valley in Flemington in the spring, so she'll be down there. And then Private Eye, very exciting, Stockman for the staying races. And I've got a really nice two-year-old, which we've seen a couple of times. What is his name escaping me? Charlatan, sorry. Shellar horse in Colt, and he trialled up really well the other day. So very excited about him. He'll be in the Pierrot Plate at Randwick on the 12th of February.
Do you think he's a slipper contender from the ability he's shown you?
He does look it. He's qualified. Starting to think that he could be. So I guess the only question mark I've got hanging over him was whether he might want further than the slipper to produce his best. In distance, I mean, but he's a very exciting horse, super talented, and got an amazing attitude for a colt, very easy to train. So, looking forward to that. I guess those early run or two in the preparation will tell us whether he's a slipper horse or not. But I'd be pretty confident he's got group ability. It's just a matter of where he slots in, as I say, from the distance perspective.
And did you give any thought to bringing Private Eye down to Melbourne during the autumn, or will he race solely in Sydney throughout the autumn carnival?
Look, there's just some nice goals for you here in Sydney, and then potentially maybe Brisbane as well. So All-Star Mile sort of came around maybe a bit early for him. Would have been a race I'd like to have been in, to be honest, but maybe it was a bit later in the carnival. But we're happy just to campaign him here in Sydney.
Look forward to seeing you and the big boy down here in a couple of weeks, Joe. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
Joe Pride.